The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
And they were running. That looked like they're training for the Kentucky Derby. As if they were in the Daytona 500.
What? Taylor Swift?
All right, welcome to Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And a couple months ago, Jones was like, we haven't gotten a lot of creature stories. And since then, every Tuesday has been
nothing but
creature story.
We've even done emergency madness.
That's right. We've had to.
Yeah.
They're literally coming out of the woodwork here. We go down to the great state of South Carolina. Don't know if you've ever been to South Carolina.
I have. I've been to Charleston, which I think is in this area. Yes.
Son of a bitch. So have I. I didn't think I have. But
how about that?
Yeah, I have. A buddy of mine's wife went to Clemson, so they got married in South Carolina. That's right. Yeah, I would have said no had I not thought
of it. My in-laws live in Charlotte. Sneaky, very close to South Carolina.
How do you like that?
Right there. The border's right there.
Well, now would be quite a time to go to South Carolina. Let's find out what's going on down there.
Police in South Carolina's Lowcountry are asking people to keep their doors and windows locked.
Uh-oh. Doors and windows locked. What could be roaming out there in South Carolina?
Well, let me tell you.
That's Bigfoot country.
Well,
good point.
True.
That is a creature that falls under the creature umbrella.
I've seen bears open doors before.
Some bears?
I'd have to double check.
Smallest of the bear.
What kind of bear? Yeah. Bears can open doors. Unfortunately, I know what this story is.
But that's a big story.
If I were guessing, I know bears open doors to homes and cars. That would have been my guess.
That's true.
Police in South Carolina's Lowcountry are asking people to keep their doors and windows locked. Workers are laying traps to catch dozens of monkeys that escaped from a research facility last night.
This is the movie Outbreak. Have you seen the movie Outbreak?
Well, Outbreak, how many monkeys? It was just the one, right?
Yeah, just one crazy monkey. This is dozens of monkeys. So this is kind of taking that number, the percentages of that turning into what it turned into.
Outbreak on steroids.
Multiplying it by like 40.
Yeah.
So dozens of monkeys have escaped from a research center.
Don't love that.
I don't think that's great. What are we researching on? What are we doing to these poor monkeys, by the way? Which I'm against.
Yeah?
Let me speak for the show here. I'm against testing on monkeys.
Yeah?
You're not? You're pro-testing on monkeys?
Well, if we're not testing on them, who are we testing on? People? I'm pro-testing on monkeys over people,
You meet some of these people. Ish. Not for me.
I'm pro.
You ever met a monkey that, like, cut you off in traffic? Not me.
Well,
not me.
That's true.
You're good guys out there.
Probably better driver than most of the people out there. That's true. Yeah, I think I'm pro-testing on animals over people.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Billy, can you break the tie? You want to... test on monkeys?
Test the hell out of those monkeys.
Oh, my God.
What, compared to any of us here?
Yeah, exactly.
Surrounded by a bunch of...
But they're also the closest thing to humans.
You want to test on Nick?
Well, we're the closest things to them.
You want to test on Nick? I'll let it slide.
So you think they should test on us?
That's fine. No, test on the monkeys.
No, but I'm saying, do you think monkeys should be testing on us if they're trying to cure monkey-related...
What is this, Planet of the Apes?
Yes, it's going to happen. Be ready.
It is. More likely, Planet of the Apes situation...
Get them sick before they do it to us.
AI situation or iRobot situation.
Yeah.
Are you more afraid of, like, a monkey takeover or, like, computer AI takeover?
Oh, computer
AI. Monkeys.
Monkey.
Easy. AI monkeys.
Son of a bitch.
Man. Both of them.
C.
Not to be a conspiracy theory.
Yes. No,
AI
of course
monkeys
not.
Are going to take over.
Yeah, it's true.
CBS News spoke with the company's CEO. Dave Malkoff reports.
This goes right to the top.
The 43 Reese's macaques made a break for it on Wednesday, escaping.
Reese's macaques? That didn't make our Halloween candy tier.
The Reese's was the macaques. One Reese's that nobody likes.
Nobody had that.
Yeah, you're like a holiday pumpkin.
Although, if you're in South Carolina, they might just find you. These guys might be true. Popping in, knocking on your door.
What's the Reese's that Greg likes?
Oh, the thin, the white chocolate thin.
I thought that was the least popular of all the Reese's. It turns out the Reese's macaque.
Yeah, Greg goes, I'm not actually a candy guy. He's like, all right.
The 43 Reese's macaques made a break for it on Wednesday, escaping from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center in Yemassee, South Carolina.
And the caretaker was doing her normal routine. She failed to secure the doors, and the monkeys basically just bolted through the opening.
So her normal routine is just like walk around, leave the doors open?
Yep. Smoke break.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Hey, monkeys, I'll be right back.
That's a smoke break.
Monkeys, stay here. Yeah, what is she doing?
They're like
you
pushing
got
her.
To have a fall guy in the crew.
On the phone, not paying attention.
They're just pushing her a box of Marb Reds. They're like, here you go.
Yeah. The ones that they were smoking. They're like, you were testing these on us? They're not good. They're not good for us. How many more years do you need me smoking these cigarettes? They're not good. You want one? She's
so
like,
she
I'll
leaves
take
the door open, and these guys just.
Inside job?
They haul at.
It's like Jumanji now.
Inside job.
Inside job. I think most of these things are inside jobs.
Yeah. She just leaves. Oh, hey, I'll just leave this door open, monkeys.
They're like, hey, Friday night, 8:45. I'm going to take my smoke break. You guys kind of, put something in the doorway.
Might not see anything.
I don't see anything. Let's just say my back might be turned.
I'll be ripping a dart. Maybe I don't see anything.
Yep. Okay. They took off.
They're very social monkeys, and they travel in groups. So when the first couple go out the door, the others tend to just follow right along.
Oh. Huh.
Lemmings.
They're literally lemmings.
They just, one guy goes, so they had one Drake May in the group, and then the rest of them are like, hell yeah, let's go.
All right, whatever, I don't know where we're going.
Sitting in here.
I'm following him.
Smoking 3 packs a day, getting stuck with needles all the time. Trying different shampoos. This is awful. I don't want any of this stuff.
So the reason why they got out was literally monkey see, monkey do.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Less of that.
Don't do that. This is a serious story. No, don't do that.
This is the CBS News,
this
right?
This is CBS National
it's not like,
News.
Yeah, it's not like a local South Carolina broadcast.
No, this isn't.
That's beneath you, sir.
No.
Absolutely.
President and CEO Greg Westergaard says the monkeys, which are used for vaccine development, are hanging out in the woods near the facility.
Yeah. Are they?
I think they've taken off. I think they're worn out by now. I don't think if they were just hanging out, would you go get them?
Yeah.
I don't think they're just in the woods looking in like, hey, I wish we could get back in. They're gone.
Not to play this side of the street, but it's more likely they were voting in the election than hanging out by that thing. Like, it's more likely they were stuffing the ballot box.
They were not registered voters, Jones. They can't vote.
A bystander says he saw the escape, although the video he recorded could not be verified by CBS News.
Oh, that's scary.
This guy's like a fake Twitter account. Yeah, I saw it. Do you have a video? Yeah, I got a video. You want to see it? It's just like him playing with dolls. Like, what is this? Do you see that there? That's the monkeys.
That's
taking
them.
Off for the woods.
Hey, see it?
I love how.
See, I like the picture of the monkeys, like, had like a little can of spray paint. And they like spray.
Yeah.
Like Cartman in the TSA.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was picturing. I don't think it actually happened.
The guy's a good enough source to use for the story, but they point out that his video,
use that thing.
The video was kind of crazy. We had an eyewitness, but not really.
A bystander says he saw the escape, although the video he recorded could not be verified by CBS News.
I think they're having an adventure.
The fugitive primates are described as cat-sized adolescent females.
You want it?
Cat-sized
adolescent females. A specific description.
There are a lot of details in this, which I do appreciate.
I was seeing they're either 17 or 12 pounds, so maybe that's the discrepancy. The females are 12.
Got it.
Not to paint with a broad brush.
So 12-pounders.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure there are some females that are 17. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm sure
there
are
thick monkeys out there.
They're accepted by the group, I'm sure.
That's fine.
Yeah. They're not mean to each other.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Brag.
Hey, what does that have to do with anything? What does that even mean?
He's like,
I met some monkeys in Sri Lanka.
I'm taking that experience.
Thanks a lot. Okay, cool.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
I'm sure that's
great,
helpful.
Dude. How'd you get them back?
Yeah.
Like, so now what?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you're about to crack the case here. Let's go.
You guys got a lot of good intel.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a statement to CBS News, the CDC said the monkeys posed.
Time out. Yeah. That's all he said?
Yep.
That's it? He moved on?
That was a brag. He's the guy in the group.
Did they show B-roll of it? No. Did they at least show B-roll of him with the monkeys?
Oh, maybe they did.
They did from seven years ago.
Okay. So you just had to get that in there. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Okay. I thought he was about to crack the case. That was just it was a literal brag.
He's like, I dated a girl from South Carolina. Okay.
She was hot, too.
Oh, you should have seen her. Yeah. I don't have any photos of her, but she's hot as hell.
She goes to school. You wouldn't know her.
I don't want to give out her bra size, but...
She was good looking.
Let's just say. You ever heard of Pharrell's wife?
Yes, I have.
In a statement to CBS News, the CDC said the monkeys pose no threat to public health as long as people do not come in contact with them.
Isn't that most things?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be fine. Just don't go anywhere near
them. Don't touch them.
Don't let them come near you.
Don't let them touch you. Because
they are ripe with different diseases that we've been pumping into them.
It's a real problem. Oh, I'll attack you.
Just don't let them bite your scratcher.
Give me that wording again. Was it mostly?
In a statement to CBS News, the CDC said the monkeys pose no threat to public health as long as people do not come in contact with them.
I'd read a different headline where they were like, they're mostly not a threat. I'm like, they're mostly?
Yeah.
Let's emphasize that word for a second.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hoping for a happy ending. That's the number one important thing to me.
Same.
Dave Malkoff, CBS News, Atlanta.
Great, Dave.
Yeah. Speaking of happy endings, dated a girl in South Carolina once.
These monkeys are just all over the place. There's 43 monkeys out there just running around.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
All right.
Great, dude. I told you I'd tell that story again.
Yeah, my
CBS. Nobody cares.
My CBS News salary paid for a trip to Sri Lanka.
Good, dude. That's fine.
Ladies, if you're listening. So, these things, it's been like a week. They're still
hoping
large.
For a happy ending. That's the number one important thing to me.
They're still at large. What's
that's
that?
The number one important thing to me. Well, that's not very generous of you. This guy is a bit of a selfish lover.
Hoping for a happy ending. That's the number one important thing to me.
That's all I care
That's
about.
That's awful, sir.
That's all I care about.
How dare you. But anyway, there you go. There's monkeys in South Carolina.
Yeah, but they've been at large for a week.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're not going to find them.
I think they found like 20 of them. Over half of them.
That's what I had read.
They gathered 20 of them?
Well, they've caught some, yeah.
What they do?
Update to Kiefer Madness. They've caught some. The other ones are at large. They're like, oh, yeah, they're totally in the bushes out there. What
they
do?
They put them down?
Good question. By that logic doesn't hold up. They're like, they're very social. We've caught half of them. Oh, I thought they were all social. I thought they all followed each other.
Watching the building is what the one guy said.
I thought they were all together. No. Now you only caught half of them. That doesn't make sense.
They're at large.
So how?
Yeah, they're always together.
Yeah,
and they're social. None of that seems true.
They're always together. They're very social. We only caught half of them. I have no idea where the other half is. Got to be close though.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would be a little terrified of that.
Yeah.
Living in that area, I'd be a little terrified. It's the Charleston area. It's not that far outside of Charleston.
Yeah, head on a swivel down there. You're traveling.
I'm Jenna Fisher. And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.